Less than a week before they moved, the apartment had by then begun to fill up with cardboard boxes and to take on a strange, denuded look. Bobby caught up to Carol Gerber in the park. She was walking along by herself for a change. He had seen her out walking with her girlfriends plenty of times, but that wasn't good enough, wasn't what he wanted. Now she was finally alone, and it wasn't until she looked over her shoulder at him and he saw the fear in her eyes that he knew she had been avoiding him. "Bobby," she said, "how are you?" "I don't know," he said. "Okay, I guess. I haven't seen you around." "You haven't come up my house." "No," he said, "no, I..." "What? How was he supposed to finish?" "I've been pretty busy," he said lamely. "Oh, uh-huh." He could have handled her being cool to him. What he couldn't handle was the fear she was trying to hide. The fear of him. As if he was a dog that might bite her. Bobby had a crazy image of himself dropping down on all fours and starting to go, "Roo, roo, roo. I'm moving away. Sully told me, but he didn't know exactly where. I guess you guys don't chum like you used to." "No," Bobby said, "not like we used to. But here." He reached into his back pocket and brought out a piece of folded over paper from a school notebook. Carol looked at it doubtfully, reached for it, then pulled her hand back. "It's just my address," he said. "We're going to Massachusetts, a town named Danvers." Bobby held out the folded paper, but she still wasn't taking it, and he felt like crying. He remembered being at the top of the Ferris wheel with her, and how it was like being at the top of the whole lighted world. He remembered a towel opening like wings, feet with tiny painted toes pivoting, and the smell of perfume. "She's dancing to the drag, the cha-cha ragamop," Freddie Cannon sang from the radio in the other room, and it was Carol. It was Carol. It was Carol. "I thought you might write," he said. "I'll probably be homesick, a new town and all." Carol took the paper at last and put it into the pocket of her shorts without looking at it. "Probably throw it away when she gets home," Bobby thought, but he didn't care. She had taken it, at least. That would be enough springboard for those times when he needed to take his mind away. And there didn't have to be any low men in the vicinity for you to need to do that, he had discovered. "Sully says you're different now." Bobby didn't reply. "Lots of people say that, actually." Bobby didn't reply. "Did you beat Harry Doolin up?" she asked and gripped Bobby's wrist with a cold hand. "Did you?" Bobby slowly nodded his head. Carol threw her arms around his neck and kissed him so hard their teeth clashed. Their mouths parted with an audible smack. Bobby didn't kiss another girl on the mouth for 3 years, and never in his life did he have one kiss him like that. "Good," she said in a low, fierce voice. It was almost a growl. "Good."